Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
He's been covering the NBA for 14, 15 years. Mark Medina, NBA writer, is joining us now, as he is prone to do. We invite him on often. So I want to start. The college basketball's had, I don't know if it's a renaissance. Women's basketball is going through an incredible growth spurt led by Caitlin Clark and Juju Watkins and some big stars. But Zach Edey, so I was under the impression, I'd watched Zach Edey play, and I was like, he doesn't move very well. And my take was, who's he going to guard in the NBA? And then I thought a lot about Anthony Davis. Now, Anthony's an elite defender, probably the best defender in the league, big guy. But Anthony, the Lakers, for the first few years in L.A., they tried to push him outside. And he wasn't a very good shooter. And in the end, he moved back in this year. And he's been dominant. And I know we want all these bigs to shoot, but there's not a lot of Jokic's. Giannis doesn't shoot. AD doesn't shoot. Embiid's not great. I mean, let's be honest. Jokic is one of one, historically. Sabonis, who I covered, could shoot a three. But I look at Zach Edey and I think small ball was largely the Warriors. A lot of people tried. Phoenix, Houston, Brooklyn. It was the Warriors. It was Stephen Clay. This is a big man's game. Luka's the biggest guard. Magic was the biggest guard. LeBron's the biggest three. Big beats small. And I look at Zach Edey and I'm like, can he get 14 minutes a night? Nobody else is stopping Giannis, Embiid, and Jokic. They're what, he can't, he's 7'4"? I mean, what do you hear around the league? You have your sources. You talk about it. What do they say?
Yeah, not clear where Zach Edey would be selected in the NBA draft, presuming that he's going to declare himself eligible. But I think there's a sense that he's NBA ready. And I think the one of the things that we have to keep in mind when you're talking about small ball, I remember covering Mike D'Antoni, and he would always push back at that whole idea of small ball. He would say it's skill ball. So I think the only thing that is different in today's NBA than in the past as it pertains to bigs is the post, you know, the post-up game is more inefficient than it is. But if you're a dominant big that can get to the rim off of pick and rolls and fast breaks, those are easy baskets. That's what the modern NBA calls for. It's not just about threes. It's about, can you get to the basket and can you get free throws? And I think Zach Edey can provide those two things.
Yeah, he's also been a great free throw shooter. And a lot of bigs, Duncan, Shaq, were not great free throw shooters. So when he can finish and he can get to the line and hit those shots. So I was asking this question. It's kind of the unanswered question. I don't know if it's because California has four teams in the NBA or we have better winter weather. But since Jordan retired, you've had twice as many championships out west. You've had a Spurs dynasty, a Laker dynasty, a Warrior dynasty, and Denver may be the next. You've had no Eastern dynasties. LeBron had to move around to get him. Cleveland, Miami. Steph didn't have to move. Duncan didn't have to move. Jokic won't have to move. And I look at it and I think, most things in sports you can explain. College men's basketball has eroded the ratings for years. Well, it's the one and done. It's just a turnstile. People like, they like these women stars who are there every year. What explains the Western dominance? We were shown this the other day. The Warriors and the Lakers, these are good teams. I mean, Lakers went to Boston without AD and LeBron and beat the Celtics. They've beaten Milwaukee there. The bottom of it is Warriors, Lakers, Suns, Kings are fighting for their play-in spot. These are really good teams. Why is the West so much better?
So I think there's four reasons that don't have much to do with geography, but with circumstances. One, you have the Lakers. They've always been a franchise that gets the star players. Two, San Antonio, they were the model franchise of continuity, efficiency, building around a generational talent like Tim Duncan. The Golden State Warriors, they became a dynasty starting with Steph Curry. And then when you're looking at the Eastern Conference landscape, when LeBron James was there in the East with Cleveland, Miami, and then Cleveland again, he was always the roadblock for all these other teams that couldn't rise above it. So I think those are the main factors that explain the disparity between the West and the East historically, as opposed to just the geographic differences.
Because we are going through a bit of a renaissance for the Knicks. They're patient. They're kind of methodical.
What a concept.
I mean, my whole life, it feels like the last 20 years, they've just been a clown show. And like now the Knicks are methodical and patient and developing players and making smart moves, not just big, let's get Amari Stoudemire, big swings from the Suns. They're like grown-ups. They're like adults. So I think there is a lot to that. I went and watched the Celtics. I'm going to go watch the Knicks-Bulls this Friday in Chicago, but I watched the Celtics a couple weeks ago, and nobody played but Tatum, and they won. And it is interesting. I was talking to somebody in the NBA who does not want me to mention him in this conversation because he has to deal with Tatum and bigwigs in the NBA. And he goes, I like Tatum a lot. I don't think he's terribly intuitive. I think sometimes he's almost gives you a robotic 26. There are certain things that he's not willing to be selfish, and most great players are willing at times to just say, it's my ball game, get out of here. And that's okay. Caitlin Clark last night is like, give me the ball, I'm going to score, or get you. That's okay with great scores. Nobody's ever stopped great scores. But I do think there is something. Boston, there's a lot of urgency this year. Jaylen Brown just signed a max. Jason Tatum's going to sign a max. You're not keeping Derek White then in the future, who may be the best number five starter in the league. You're not going to have the bench. You can't go get a Porzingis. I do feel like this is a really, I know they're young, feels like there's a lot of pressure on Boston.
Yeah, I mean, they've gone through the playoff rites of passage moments of not being close to getting to the finals, then getting to the finals and falling to a Golden State Warriors team. I think to your point about Jason Tatum, I think whatever shortcomings he's had in the past playoffs have been more about either injuries or just going through the learning adjustments that any star player has. I don't think that there's been any kind of fundamental character deficiency to his game or anything. I think it's just more about how do you package all the skills together. We've seen that he's a great scorer, but how can he be more efficient? I think that he's shown that he can be more efficient this season. His assist numbers are up.
Yes.
His shots are down. That's a real, I think, testament to wanting to adjust with Jaylen Brown, but also the fact that you have Kristaps Porzingis on the floor, who's a great floor spacer, another perimeter threat. So I am a Jason Tatum fan. I know there's all those analytics about, you know, his crunch time numbers, and the stats are what they are, but I think the positive vastly outweighs the good. And while I do have Denver right now as the favorite to win the title because they're the defending champs, Nikola Jokic is really great, they have continuity, Boston's really close to them because of their own continuity and their depth.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook,
an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
One of the things that's really difficult is the end of a dynasty. Spurs haven't been viable for years. New England crash landed. It's really hard. The dynasty ends, and you just have to make tough choices. I mean, the Bulls were terrible 6 years after Michael left for the final time. They were 6 years bad. And I look at the Warriors, and they're viable, but the hardest part about the ending, the enduring dynasty, is you're going to have to let go of popular stars. And that's really hard. Fans don't want to do it. That's why the late Jerry Krause is like, this is the last year. We're not going to be pathetic. Now, they ended up being bad. But the Warriors are fascinating to me because, like, Steph you can't move off of. And there is clear data that illustrates they're not as good without Draymond. If he plays well, they win, like, all the time. Outside of that, is it reasonable to say everybody's on the trade block?
I think it's reasonable to say, but as you're talking me through this, I was thinking about a conversation I had with Warriors majority owner Joe Lacob in 2017. This is the context of they're in the middle of their dynasty run, and I was going through the angle of can they become this generation San Antonio Spurs, where they have the continuity, they always have a chance to contend for titles. I remember that point in time, he was saying that they're committed toward, their all-star players with Steph, Clay, and Draymond, but, that can easily change if they don't continue to win. And so as it pertains to now, I think everything is on the table, but hear me out, Colin. If I had to make a prediction, I think it's about keeping Clay on a discount deal when he's a free agent and then try to use that money available to round out the rest of the roster. I think when you look at the Warriors, they've always looked at things through a practical and pragmatic lens, meaning that if they're going to keep, their whole band of all-stars with Steph, most notably, but with Clay and Draymond, it's not going to be for nostalgic purposes. It's going to be for practical purposes, and this is the best options available. And I think even though there's all these moving parts, I think getting Clay on a discounted deal, using that money to round up the rest of the roster, is probably the best decision than blowing everything up entirely in hopes that those pieces can give Steph another title run.
So one of the things that's great about, you know, you're going to these NBA games every night, you're going to locker rooms. So I've always said, if I get new information, I have new opinions. I didn't know if Ryan Poles was a good GM for the Bears. I didn't like some of his early moves. His last year, he's been sensational. He's, you know, former offensive lineman, built the O-line, draft capital, all the other stuff. So Anthony Davis, I had heard that people in the league, because remember, he was going to go to the Lakers, but other people would get a shot. People that I trusted said he's soft. He has a dad bod. He's naturally gifted, but he's hurt a lot. And so he comes to L.A., and he's gifted, but he's hurt a lot. And then after the bubble title, LeBron wanted to hand him the baton. Like, bro, I'm going to take about 8 minutes left. And he was out of shape, came into camp out of shape. So I was like, let's just move him. This isn't going to work. Something happened about a year and a half ago, and he has been sensational. He plays every night. He plays hard. He doesn't hit the floor as much as he used to. Maybe it's Darvin Ham. Maybe that relationship works. But you're there on a regular basis. I look at him now as the most consistent great player on the Lakers and the best defensive player flat out in the league. I have new information. Is it training, nutrition, LeBron in his ear, Darvin Ham? Because I'm telling you, 2 years ago, you couldn't get six straight games out of him.
Yeah.
He would just disappear offensively. What happened?
Well, the biggest thing, and you've alluded to it, is he's more available on a consistent basis. And when he's available, he can be that dominant player that everyone envisioned he would be. Now, what's interesting, Colin, is when you talk to Anthony Davis and people around him, their perspective's much different than what people with the Lakers have said. With Anthony Davis, he's always said, hey, I've done the same offseason regimen. Injuries to some degree are uncontrollable, but I thought it was really notable that before the season started, when Rob Pelinka and Darvin Ham were talking about the extension that Anthony Davis signed to last summer, they observed that they felt like he was taking his offseason regimen to a bigger level to be able to maximize his chances to be more available. And whether there's shades of truth on both sides, or one is more tilting to the Lakers or Davis, regardless, he's been more available this season. The data shows that he's been able to not only play more games, but there haven't been injury scares either. There hasn't been those inconsistent performances. And that's been a game changer, because the Lakers, they've had inconsistency this season, but has had nothing to do with LeBron and nothing to do with Anthony Davis. It's been with the role players. And I think that even though there's a lot of question marks about the Lakers and their ceiling, there's added comfort that it's about those role players than about their main stars.
Yeah, Jared Vanderbilt, who's long, brings in some size. He's getting healthy. D'Lo, since being benched, has been very, very effective. Finally, I said to you, okay, there's going to be an upset. We're going to have a first-round upset. Now, we don't know all the matchups yet, but we have a basic feel. Mark Medina, give me something in the first round, because we generally don't have a ton because the series are long. But, I mean, we've seen Miami do this to teams before. Miami's the team you always kind of watch. Is there something where you're saying, I don't like what I see with a favorite, I like what I see with an underdog?
Well, the NBA, it's unlike the NCAA tournament because it's a seven-game series, but I could see, if the Sixers avoid the play-in tournament, that, you know, Joel Embiid is back and ready to go, that they knock, you know, that they knock whoever the third seed is off. And then I could see if the Lakers can draw a first-round matchup with Oklahoma City, that draws in their favor. They've had regular season
Oklahoma
success against
City's
them.
No older than North Carolina's college. I'm serious. Yeah. They both average 22 and a half years old.
And to be clear, with Oklahoma City and with Minnesota, I don't think that they're going to be overwhelmed with the fact that they haven't been on the playoff stage yet. But I think from a tactical adjustments standpoint in a seven-game series, that can make a difference. As it pertains to the Lakers, we've seen the regular season. They match up well against them. If LeBron and Anthony Davis are healthy and dominant, that's going to be a tough out for them.
Yeah, okay, see, it's not a knock on them at all. Sam Presti, they're really good. That's not a knock. 22-year-old teams outside of the bubble, young teams don't do well in the playoffs. And the bubble was circumstantial, where the married guys stunk in the bubble. They missed their and it was the year, like, all these young, Miami was great in the bubble with a bunch of kids, and I think a lot of that was just, I mean, you're asking these guys, hey, leave your kids and your family for 6 weeks. and limited confines. Well, the young guys who are sitting playing video games and basketball, they love the bubble. This is great. I get food in my room. I don't have to worry about this. But generally, young teams can struggle in the postseason. They don't get the whistle. They get frustrated. Stars manipulate refs. So my guess is I think OKC Lakers is a good call. Mark Medina, as always, great seeing you.
Great seeing you as always, too.
All right, Jordan, with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, first up, a busy offseason for the Jets. They continued over the weekend trading for all-pro pass rusher Hassan Reddick. New York has been the top four ranked total defense each of the last two seasons, and Mr. Reddick is excited to join that group.
It's going to be fun, man. I don't think anybody's ready for what's about to happen. The fact that we have a bunch of young dogs that's going to, you know, make that, we're going to make it all easier for each other. So the attack style, I'm all for it. I'm all about constantly putting QBs under duress, you know, and with the group that we have, the front that we have, we should be able to do that really often.
Yeah, I like him. He's a good player. He's good in big spots, third down, big games. That's a good get for them.
Really good get. They have Jermaine Johnson. They have good backers. Obviously, good corners. Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed. That's a really fascinating defense that just got a lot better.
They need to upgrade left tackle.
Running back backup.
I don't think they need another receiver. I think what they need is a tight end. That's why the Brock Bowers picket. Where they're at's interesting.
I just reported a few minutes ago they're hosting Rome Odunze tomorrow for a top 30. They have the 10th pick in the draft. If Odunze falls to the Jets at 10, Colin, that's a pretty fascinating pick.
Yeah, there's one great tight end. Texas has a kid that's pretty good, probably second round. I thought last year was the tight end draft, and Green Bay got two of the top 4 to 5. This year's a receiver draft and a left tackle draft. And so if you need either, and the Jets need both. Mm-hmm. The Jets get lucky. They need a left tackle. They need a tight end. And I think it's pretty obvious they will take one or trade down and get more picks. So what the Jets need this draft, there are 7 first-round left tackles, 4 second-round left tackles. So what the Jets want more than anything is a second-round pick. You only get that moving down.
Gotham City, looking fascinating to me, Colin. Next up, the Bears hold the 1st and 9th overall picks in the upcoming draft. We all assume they'll select USC's Caleb Williams first, but GM Ryan Poles revealed an interesting strategy for the 9th pick. Poles said the Bears are going to break into teams to debate which position to focus on based on short-term and long-term implications. Colin, let's say the Bears do take Caleb Williams at 1. Yeah. Who do you like at 9?
I would trade down or take, if Atlanta doesn't take Dallas Turner, and I think that's one of the easier picks, I would take him. I don't know if there's a player that qualifies defensively, Jared Verse, Florida State. I would move down and go defense. I think they've got their left tackle, their back, 2 receivers, more than capable at tight end. They'll have their quarterback. I think their O-line's a little better than we... Maybe it was sympathy for Justin Fields, but I think Justin Fields ran sometimes. He didn't need to run. I think the Bears' O-line's fine. I think they have their tackles. I think they're fine. They'll probably draft something interior later. I would move down, accumulate a pick, but I do think coaches tend to bang the table, and I think Matt Eberflus is saying, okay, you went and got a receiver, a running back, a tight end, Caleb Williams. Can I get a guy? And I do think they need an edge. They have a great corner, Jalen Johnson. Montez Sweat was a excellent deal. I think they need an edge rusher, and I think the first round has about 3 to 4 of those, so I think they can trade down, get a second or a third pick, more draft capital, go defense.
Bears are in a really good spot because they're going to get their franchise quarterback. They do have some weapons. You talked about Keenan Allen. Defensively, pretty good down the stretch. They were competitive, and you said yesterday, Colin, they were pretty competitive with Justin Fields, so let's add Caleb Williams.
Well, and also, here's something to remember. Defensive players can often come into the NFL and be more impactful early.
Day one.
Remember, offense is about choreography and timing. Defense about blowing stuff up, making plays and reacting. So Matt Eberflus is going to pound for defense because he wants guys that can come in and start. Now, we know Caleb's going to start, but you could draft a center and he's a backup for a year, or a tight end. He's not going to start with this team, but Eberflus can say, you give me an edge rusher, if I go down to 14, he starts. I'll get another corner in the second round, he'll start.
So the feeling's always been, it is like certain positions, left tackle, quarterback, tight end, interior offensive lineman. It's hard early to get the timing down. Mm-hmm. But if you can pass rush, if you can hit at linebacker and move, and if you can cover, you'll come into camp and you'll play immediately. So I think Eberflus, and maybe it's selfish, but I think he looks at it and thinks, I need four starters defensively. I can get all of them in this draft.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's transition to Russell Westbrook. And finally, Russell Westbrook got into a heated exchange at halftime with a fan that was calling him, quote, Westbrick. Now, Colin, we've seen this nickname upset Russ in the past, and after the game, he talked about why.
Understanding what Westbrook means, understanding how important that is to, you know, my dad, my grandfather, my family. It's very important. It's something I stand on, and the respect is a big thing that I value. So the moment that line gets crossed, I won't allow no more. I stood for it for years, and now my son is old enough to know what's going on and understanding, hey, you know, asking me, hey, dad, what does that mean? Or what's that? Yeah, now I got to stand on it.
Yeah, I have a hard time relating. I go to NBA games and NFL games. I've never wanted to taunt a player. I mean, Westbrook's not my favorite guard ever, but he's incredibly athletic. He's one of the few players in his prime I would have paid top dollar to watch. I think Russell can be a bit thin-skinned, but I don't get people that go to sporting events to taunt and humiliate athletes. I don't get it. I go and spend all that money. I want to watch greatness. And so I'm not saying you can't be a fan, but name-calling is so juvenile. Just go to the game. You can boo all you want. But I'm not, you know, I mean, again, I wish Westbrook didn't care, but it's personal. He's tired of it. So I know I'm coming across as like, you know, a comforter for the players, but I don't get the mindset of going to a sporting event, paying all that money to humiliate pro athletes. Yeah. I mean, it'd be like me going to your job and saying, come on, put the tire on faster. Come on, let's go. I may not like you. I may want you to hurry. But who wants to go to work? Well, they get paid a lot of money. So do surgeons and pilots. They don't want to be taunted.
What's the upside of going to a game and maliciously going after players?
How about this? How about people that go to comedy shows and heckle? Hey, schmuck, I paid $250 for the ticket to Seinfeld. Shut up. I didn't come here for Bobby in Brooklyn to be the funny guy. I've literally gone to comedy shows. I went to a Seinfeld once, and somebody started heckling him in Portland. And that's not really a heckle town. And I'm like, you're not funny. You had two vodka sodas. You're not funny. I paid a lot of money for these seats. So I go to pay money. I want good seats, yeah. And I want to watch greatness.
And the difference also with a comedy show is that comic can fire back without repercussion. Russell Westbrook, every single time, it feels like he gets heavily criticized when he says, don't call me Westbrook. And he's made that abundantly clear. I'm with you on this call.
Yeah. Jordan with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All right. Coming up next, how fascinating is Caitlin Clark? Next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
All right, all things considered, including the NBA playoff positioning, the greatness of the player, everything considered, if Caitlin Clark was playing again tonight, and so were NBA stars or college men's basketball stars, who would I watch and why? Now, everything considered, their personality, their games, Caitlin's playing tonight, or these basketball stars. Here we go, Jordan.
Caitlin or LeBron.
All right, Caitlin or LeBron, I would choose LeBron for this reason. The Lakers are fighting for playoff positioning. These next four or five games are the biggest of the season. I also think this Laker team actually, more than people think, has a chance to match up with Denver, and I don't think most Western teams do. So I would choose LeBron.
Caitlin or Luka?
Caitlin playing tonight, I'd watch. I feel like with Luka, I get 36 points. I know what I'm getting. I don't think they're a championship team. He's fine, very ball-centric. I think he's a really good player. But if Caitlin was playing, it would be in a playoff environment, and Luka is a scorer, and I could get him any night.
Caitlin or Wimby?
Well, Caitlin, because the Spurs are awful, and I've seen plenty of Wimby. And I don't think the Spurs right now are that competitive. So I'd get the better competitive team, and the game would mean more. I would take Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin or the Joker?
I would take Caitlin because wow. Denver's a lock in the playoffs. I think they're going to mostly mow through the West. There's no real urgency. I've watched them a ton. I'm not saying who's better. I'm saying everything considered. And I do think this matters. Urgency is the one thing. There's proof. Outside of the NFL, we watch it regardless. Outside of the NFL, the second biggest thing that gets Americans to a television, stars is number one. Two is urgency. The game matters. So I don't know what the rating was. My guess is last night, Caitlin Clark got 7 million viewers. A Nuggets game tonight nationally would get 1 million. So I believe the audience, the urgency of Caitlin's better than watching Denver tonight.
All right, here's your NBA player comp. Caitlin Clark or Steph Curry?
I would watch Curry because the Warriors are fighting for their playoff life. And if they don't get in, I think they're going to kind of blow this puppy up. I also think Curry is the better version of Caitlin in terms of skill, dynamic playmaking. I think Curry's the best watch in American television for basketball. Men, women, kids, veterans. I think Curry's the best single watch. I mean, I think Caitlin Clark has borrowed a lot from his game, and she is the female Steph.
This is tough for me. Caitlin Clark or the Greek freak, Giannis.
Milwaukee's in the playoffs. I take Caitlin Clark. Also, I don't find his game fascinating. I think his athleticism is fascinating. I don't think Milwaukee's a great watch. They're kind of old. It's kind of a back and forth. You take it, I take it. I think Boston's a fun watch at full strength. I like Denver. Oklahoma City's a fun watch. Warriors are a fun watch. Knicks can be kind of a fun watch for me. But I would take, if they played tonight, all things considered, Milwaukee's in, Iowa would be playing for a chance for a title.
All right, you just mentioned them, Boston, Jason Tatum or Caitlin Clark?
Now, this is different. I would watch Tatum.
Okay.
They're in the playoffs, but I am fascinated, despite what his fans say, at his inability to close out occasional games, and because I'm always looking in March and April for topics, I'm watching Celtics games now, especially second half, to see how they close. So I would take, if the Celtics play the game tonight against a Philadelphia, Miami, I don't know who they're playing tonight, I would watch the Celtics.
You mentioned earlier, too, Tatum not as intuitive, maybe, as some of the other stars.
Yeah.
So you're fascinated by him.
Yes.
Okay. Caitlin Clark or Zach Edey from Purdue?
Caitlin's more fun to watch. Ball handlers are more fun to watch.
It's true.
Very rare that I watch. I mean, Hakeem Olajuwon was great. I didn't think he was a fascinating watch. Clyde Drexler wasn't as good as Hakeem as a pro. It's a better watch for me. So if you have the ball in your hands and you're creating over a big, I would watch Caitlin Clark.
All right, Caitlin Clark or America's new sweetheart, DJ Burns from NC State.
Again, a big. I think his game is weird.
It is awkward.
It is.
A little Zach Randolph, a little Zeebo.
Oh, that's a good call.
You know,
it is a Zach Randolph.
Right?
I covered him in Portland at a Michigan State.
Michigan State, of course.
Yeah, he is Zach Randolph.
Yeah.
That is his game.
Let that come. Always gets to that right shoulder, that left hand.
Zach Randolph was crazy productive.
Yeah.
Not always the most vertical.
Couldn't jump.
But that is his game. Where'd you get that comp?
I'm thinking about this. What would Colin think about this Zeebo comp? And that's exactly
what he is.
Every time I watch him, I think that's Zach Randolph. Now, I don't think he's going to have that type of career in the NBA, but that's my player comp.
I would watch Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, you only had three people you picked over Caitlin Clark.
Well, Steph and LeBron, because they're fighting for their playoff life.
That's fair.
Those are huge brands. And if they lose and don't make the playoffs, it's a big deal. And there is something about Tatum to me. I'm watching now a lot of Celtic games just because I think when you're a dominant favorite and you're the best player on a team and you haven't won a title yet, it's kind of fascinating. You know, Nick Wright always says this. Boston has one title in, 35 years?
But they're the Celtics.
And there's this sense that, you know, it's all going as planned. That I'm like, okay, Jaylen Brown just signed a max. Tatum's signing a max. No, this year matters a lot. You're not going to be able to just add a Drew Holiday or keep a Derek White. Like, this is the year. And by the way, Denver, not that they're vulnerable, but Jamal Murray, you cross your fingers that he stays healthy. But I do think if Denver wins another title, you're going to start getting to a place with Denver that veterans, ring chasers, are going to say, I'm going to go play with Denver on a discount.
Yeah, I mean, if they go back-to-back, the Spurs didn't do it. We talk about the Spurs being a super dynasty. The Spurs never won back-to-back. And oh, by the way, Jaylen Brown, there's been an uptick in his production this year.
No question.
His defense, his ball handling, his shooting, that is my NBA pick to win the title. Just, you know, food for thought.
But there is a history in this league. The Warriors saw it. The Miami Heat saw it. And I think you're going to see it with Denver. Is if Denver wins back-to-backs, there are these, like David West. Remember he did this?
Sure.
It's like, listen, man, I got $100 million in the bank. I want to win a ring. I'll come off the bench. And I think once you do back-to-back, now if Boston doesn't win, people are like, they're not winning in their prime. I'm not getting rings there. Boston's cold. They're not winning. Yeah, Denver's in the mountains and it's cold. Denver's winning. So I think that's the danger of when the dynasty starts. Is what keeps it going as you pay the stars is veterans are like, I mean, go to Miami. Ray Allen's like, Mike Miller, Shane Battier, I'll take less. That's the inertia that's created with the dynasty. And so it is important for Boston to win and stop that. because you want to get guys. You can't pay everybody. That's what I say about the 49ers. At some point, you can't pay everybody. You can't pay Ayuk, Debo, Kittle, Trent Williams, Fred Warner.
Greenlaw, you know.
Hufanga, the safety, is going to want to get paid. We don't like paying safeties. So at some point, you're going to have to say, and that's why I think Brandon Ayuk, I think they would take a call.
I had a scout tell me Brandon Ayuk is the best kept secret in the league. He's the best route runner nobody talks about.
I think so too.
And he's a legitimate number one wide receiver. The question I would have is, what does he command in return? What's the value for him? You see a second round pick? T. Higgins maybe isn't
well,
a second round pick.
Well, because you have to pay him, people will push back. Okay. You'll just get a first. But I think if Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase are the two best receivers, Davante Adams in that class, I absolutely believe. I mean, I've talked to GMs about it. They're like, he's in the argument for the fourth best receiver in the league.
Yeah, and they didn't use him enough in the Super Bowl. That was part of the reason Kyle Shanahan doesn't have a Super Bowl win.
No, that was kind of the knock, is Debo and Ayuk didn't get the ball enough. All right, Jordan, you did a great job today. And we're just flying through these shows. J-Mac, of course, returns next week. He's vacationing. He certainly earned it with his fam. Out in the surf somewhere. I'm not going to give that away. Somewhere globally with a surfboard. How's that? And first things first, Nick Wright, Brew, Kevin Wildes is around the corner. Getting closer by the day to the NBA playoffs and the draft. We'll see you tomorrow from Los Angeles, live in L.A. It's the Herd.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.